Hello and welcome to Megashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raisada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with Digitales. If you are a PR professional working with either a PR firm or as part of the corporate communications team or in marketing communications, then tune in every week for insights and stay abreast with industry trends. For alerts and new episodes, follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any other listening platform of choice. On this episode of Megashira, we discuss the future of regional PR in India. Clearly, communicators sitting in the regional markets have the pulse on the consumer, and some of us sitting in the metros need to learn to engage with them in a more holistic manner. You're going to enjoy this discussion. This episode is slightly different from our usual guest chats. This is an edited version of the panel discussion held as part of IRPRA 2022, India's Regional PR Awards by Drupal.com. The awards aim to acknowledge the commendable efforts of the regional PR communicators. With me on the panel are Sameer Kapoor, Director at Factors PR, Roma Balwani, CEO, Indian Deaf Cricket Association, Archana Muthappa, Communication Specialist and Mental Health Advocate, CJ or Charanjit Singh, Communication Strategist, Coach, Startup Mentor, Kavita Lakhani, National President, Wiki, Public Relations and Digital Marketing Council and Independent Director, FinLabs India Private Limited, and Arun Mittal, Brand Consultant and Communication Strategist. Stay with me on Megashira.
Today, when most of the smaller cities are gradually transforming with economic growth, improved infrastructure, enhanced connectivity, and contributing to the state and national GDP, how can PR professionals in these regional markets take on the new opportunities? Sameer, may I invite you to kickstart the discussions and share your observations?
So Charu, what you probably mentioned is public relations, ideally till 2020 in regional media was specifically focused on regional media, making sure that the clippings, the old age way of doing PR was kind of considered. And today, like you rightly pointed out, that the way the influence has changed, the rise of multiple platforms, of course, this platform is no longer available in India, but TikTok has allowed local influencers, or what we call it as micro influencers, to emerge and create what is called a creator's economy, which can, some of them can be journalists, some of them, and many of them are non-journalists as well. So how a PR professional in the regional media can primarily figure out is how do you influence the new form of stakeholders using these medium. This is one of the biggest thing that all PR professional needs to learn. They need to move away from purely writing a press release. As you can see, the amount of reading on the press release has gone down. They need to embrace new form of mediums. They need to embrace, of course, audiovisual, also figuring out how these new platform works, and making sure that the outreach to all these platforms is something that they know on their own. They don't rely on anyone else, so therefore, no longer a PR professional can only be one depth that I only know media relations or I only know how to write a press release. What we call it as a T-shaped professional, that means the depth and the breadth of entire aspect of communication is something that he should be aware of. It is true for metros. It is also true, is going to be true for regional media. So that's my opening comment on this, Charu.
Roma ma'am.
Let me just step back a little bit and take you through the fact that we're just recovering from the pandemic. And if you see what we experienced during the pandemic is a lesson learned. I think what I saw when we were trying to communicate, the barriers of communication, which we all had to face, was indeed surprising, because you can't meet people, you can't communicate with them. And that's where I saw the regions coming forward. I saw the way regional PR extended its local presence and the way they communicated. I think we went through all the throes and the agony of mental health. But I must commend that when I was with Vedanta and we were communicating through our local, we had to reach out to new local PR agencies and work with them. It was just amazing the way they stood by us. They were able to communicate both traditionally and on the digital medium and leverage all the tools of communication. So that was one lesson learned, and we shouldn't forget that, because this can happen anytime. So online becomes a very important factor. Digitization becomes the tool that everybody has to use. And remember, there were people staying abroad. From the Indian context, there were the diasporas, about 30 million abroad, and they were so worried what was happening in India. Maybe they were also facing certain things over there. But what I realized, that's when the vernacular came into play. That's when you could see that all the languages that they could connect with their roots, that came in the forefront. So we must understand that there is a connect. It's a cultural connect. It's an emotional connect, like you rightly said. But there's also the fact that they're at a distance, and how do you bridge that road that they have to travel as well. So I think what we are seeing today is a complete shift. It's a complete shift that you don't look, as you rightly said, at stringers. Stringers now have become part of PR agencies. I've just come back from Agra, and I've been working with a regional PR agency. I can't tell you how well they have performed with what our requirement was. The strategy that they sat through with us, they understood the strategy. They realized that what the cultural context is, how much they advised us. I think these are the road ahead for regional PR. At the same time, they understand the national context. So they collaborate with their national agencies. Either they have their own setup or they collaborate with larger agencies. I think this kind of creating a democracy in the PR world is required, and I can see it happening. Those are my opening comments.
Charu, I'd like to say something here. This is Archana Muthappa. I'll add to what both Sameer and Roma said. PR agencies in regional language that work in regional languages have begun to understand the importance that the kind of role that they play, because of the kind of country we have, the demographic that consumes media largely in languages that appeal to our hearts rather than to our heads. As Indians, we tend to think in our mother tongues rather than in English. It's a very small percentage of Indians that actually thinks in English. As an outcome of that, people like me, for example, who traditionally worked in English media, have found that was the only world we knew. That was a very small world. Right. It's only more recently that I've understood that each region of India comes with its own set of thought processes, of nuances, of cultural, frameworks, which we must address as people who are, creating strategy for in communications and therefore supporting a business. We must understand that the nuance in the region will make all the difference to the strategy we roll out. And without that understanding, there's absolutely no question of communicating. It's almost like in the old days when an American company would say to us, here's a press release, now you take it and send it out in India. And we'd push back and say, you know what, this won't work in India. But they'd say, no, this is our press release, you do it. It's what the English-speaking PR world in India has done to the regional media and the regional locations for a long time. I think it's time that stopped. I think it's time we all woke up and realized the kind of importance that each region has. And not just state-wise regions, but also, little pockets in the state that make such a difference.
Kavita, the whole regional PR agency space is emerging as more of an integrated communication firm as opposed to just offering press relations. What are the changes you've observed? And
one of the things that I've truly believed as a PR person all through my career is that this differentiation between regional PR experts or regional PR specialists and metro or English media specialists is created by us. It was something that existed in our minds, and we kind of perpetuated it. And what's happened in the last couple of years, and I would say literally 5, 7, 10 years maximum, is that the digital medium has almost played a the role of a catalyst. It's been a platform where ideas, there's been a voice for the regional media to come and put forth their views on a certain brand, to really get forth and, you know, connect with the customer. And I think that's been a brilliant thing. Roma talked a lot about, you know, the last 2 years where we started seeing a lot more of digital integration, especially by the regional language specialists. And I think that's a wonderful trend. We saw a lot more apps which were seeing participation from regional media creators, you know, and it's not necessarily journalists who are creators. Today, anyone is a creator. Archana was with Pooh, right? And we saw such a strong participation from the regional markets. And today, we all know that, you know, within the top 10 papers, and I'm never going to take away from the importance of traditional media. I'm never going to actually say traditional media is less important than, you know, digital media is more important. I think both are equally important. So in my mind today, traditional media has a role to play. And today we see in the top 10 papers, we've got 9 out of them, which are language papers, you know. So for me, that's a telling statement. An Indian household today has both a language paper and an English paper, and hence both are very important. Regional media experts are really integrating better and better with the agencies which are sitting in the metros, and in some cases also driving the strategy for their market and maybe beyond their market within their state. So I think that's a very healthy trend. We saw some of the work really showcased on this platform. So I could see glimpses of, you know, good work there. I would just encourage the participants to keep on that track.
And just picking back to what Sami talked about, TikTok and influencers, you know, a decade ago, influencer marketing was really limited to television stars, actors, few dedicated bloggers. Now, with the whole social media, we see it now expanding to almost all the platforms, be it YouTube, Instagram, our local TikTok clones like Moj, Josh. So this is still an underexplored territory in tier 2 and 3 cities. Are there any suggestions around navigating this area for our professionals?
Data is a very, very integral part of our decision making. And when we go back and look at GA, the Google Analytics, we see a lot of traffic coming from tier 2, tier 3 cities. Now, that being said, why we see tier 2, tier 3 cities having a higher, you know, in terms of traffic and conversions? Because there is 5G is there, internet penetration is there, people more trendier than actually the metros, I would say. Let me put it that way. They have, because of the lack of brands out there, they see e-commerce and marketplaces a great channel for them to get brands on board. And then they're themselves by through, you know, Moj, Pooh, TikTok, Josh, all these are, you know, localized platforms. They see them to represent themselves as a true personality, which they were not able to do it in the earlier times. That being said, I think so these platforms will further amplify and will further graduate into becoming frontiers in shaping our strategy when we are looking at, you know, all these cities. Native language will go as number one, because we have seen that whenever we have done campaigns in these cities in native language, there is a huge spike that we see in the GA. And that kind of reflects into our, you know, the revenues and henceforth our, you know, customer experience.
Yeah. CJSA?
Public relations has evolved and right from the very beginning as a management function, as a tool to reach out to the target audience. The regional or the target audience had always been the key. It is because ultimately whatever results we are looking at, it is through the people. And maintaining that relationship with the people living in different cultural milieu or living in different environments, the first step had always been to understand those people. And I believe that this regional media or the local channels on the digital platform which have come up, and especially after COVID, it has sensitized most of the PR people also, and as well as the client, that in order to get results for any of their campaigns, it is wise to listen to the regional experts and the people who live there, so that they can better understand and educate about the cultural nuances. It is very essential that we give them a free hand to a certain extent to or especially get their feedback on the English releases which are sent out to them for distribution. Because then you can you know, validate the content, but then their understanding of the local culture, how this would be taken up, that should always be you know, well taken and understood, instead of staying rigid over whatever has been written in the English press release. The regional media or the regional PR practitioner need to educate their clients also. That is not the quantity that matters, it is the quality of the coverage which will determine the success of their campaigns.
So today, when more and more mass marketers are focusing on pan-India options for PR and media plans are now literally being built bottom-up, how should PR professionals plan their marketing and media outreach for some of the brands and clients they work with? Anybody? Roma ma'am, would you want to share? You know, really looking at from the lens of how we as practitioners and people in the regional media who can look at an approach which is more bottom-up, more grassroots-up, as opposed to, you know, how technically we've been doing it from having a mass, having a larger national strategy and then going.
So I think everything that you mentioned really boils down to native language, native advertising, native brand building, and the brands which actually exist in the cities which are tier 2 and tier 3. They're very strong brands which are emerging from there. And if we don't look at that closely, how do you strategize that? That's where you start with your bottom-up approach, because they are the ones who will actually give you that strategy which can be you know, also used nationally. Now, this is something I noticed in many, many brands which are now emerging. A lot of startup brands are now coming out from places that you never imagined where they are located, and how they want to keep that connect with the cultural milieu around them. How have they developed that brand? That brand itself is representing that culture of that origin that they come from. If you look at that, then that's the answer for you, that you have to really collaborate. If you do not collaborate in that sense, and the entire digital influencer market has now have many more language influencers rather than English influencers.
Ashna, you want to add?
The thought process really is, you know, the approach has to change. The approach has to be more focused on what is happening on the ground rather than what we believe is happening on the ground, and get insights and input from people who understand what's going on there, based on which you build. So collaboration is extremely important. There's also a view that I have that as communications people, we tend to hold on to our messages. While key messages are extremely important for the larger conversation, when it comes to various locations, to various states in our country, to various languages, it's very important to understand how that message gets tweaked to make the most sense there. And I think that is something we've got to be able to trust the person who's on ground to actually be able to translate that message into something that makes the most sense for them in that moment, in that framework. To that end, I believe that people who like us have been in the business for extended periods of time, the onus probably rests on us to sit down with them and say, this is how we have done it. This is what has worked in the markets that we've looked at. What works in your market and how can we make it effective? There's a certain level of, you know, trust and transparency that's required to be developed we can't see them as us urban and them non-urban. We've got to see us all as one cohesive community that does communications. And I think that will be critical for the development of PR and communications overall in the country.
So primarily startups or the newer businesses work on a 3C model, content, community, commerce, right? And these are the primary three pillars that all, principally all brands function around. And this is stems out, and then the PR strategy stems out. And hence you will see a huge spike in content creators coming from this tier two, tier three cities. And that further, you know, aggravates and elevates the PR strategy into multifold. And then it gets converted into your GA. And why I'm saying GA, because GA is a very, very important tool to draw decision making at startups at least, because they have to see every ROI that comes into. So PR is taking center stage. Let me put it that way. It's taking center stage. By far, I've never seen so much PR intervention in any traditional brand like we are seeing in startups and new businesses today.
Abhita, you were saying something. We need to begin by understanding the brand DNA and ensure that our local experts understand it as well.
Yes.
Take the time to understand it, you know.
True.
And undoubtedly another, you know, part of this thing is really understanding who is our customer. How do they, what is the best touch point for them? What is the medium that they want to be talked to or rather they want to be communicated through? That's very important. There are content creators who are local, who understand the culture of that particular town or of that particular state. They have possibly grown up using that brand. So the messaging that Archana was talking about is that much more richer. It's coming out of it. It's experiential messaging, if you know what I mean, you know?
Yeah.
So that makes it very rich communication. And I think that's where that collaboration that Archana was talking about, you know, Arun was talking about, that data-led approach really makes a lot of sense. I think today's day and age is of combining and reaching out to your end customer, whatever the objective may be, education, brand promotion, whatever it may be, you know, reaching out to them in the way that they want to listen to what you have to say to them as a brand, you know. So we are mere, if you know what I mean, we are just facilitators, right?
Right.
And our role is to just understand, first of all, what is it that the brand stands for and how is it that the end customer wants to be communicated to.
So with digitization, when communication has become borderless, how fair is it to continue to look at regional PR in isolation? Is it not time to deflect the conversation towards upskilling talent and provide them with a fair playing ground? Archana?
Charu, it's never been fair to, you know, treat regional PR the way we've treated it. Or at least I'd like to say the way I've treated it. You know, and guilty as charged, we've treated regional PR is that place where, you know, just get me 15 clips, you know, we'll send it to the client and then it'll all be fine, right? It's no longer that. And the responsibility lies on us. The responsibility is, again, upon us to sit, work closely with teams that are what we call regional teams. No longer call them regional teams because they're teams in their own right that know their businesses very well. Some fantastic work comes out of the regions if only we will allow it. And I think the time has come that we allow it.
Roma, we want to add on the how do we upskill talent and provide a little there. And then we'll just take some more thoughts and then we'll wrap it up. I can see Raksha back on the screen. So we have about 3-4 minutes.
The way we nurture talent in the national context is where I think is the gap with the regional young people, the young talent over there. What I'm seeing now is the hunger in that kind of a talent base, which is wanting to spread their wings, and they are wanting to get an opportunity to learn how to collaborate with national PR or national communications. And that's where I see a very good cross breeding happening.
Last comments, Kavita, CJ,
say, sir. Yes, upskilling is very, very essential. And I believe that the national PR whenever there is a national campaign and we reach out to specific regional pockets, I believe that training those regional agencies is one of the responsibilities that we as PR people have. And, you know, making them understand as to what exactly is the objective of our communication. And I believe, as Ruma has very rightly pointed out, that the people are keen to learn. Yes, I think that upskilling is very much possible. If all of us together in this forum today, maybe, you know, and other experts can come together and conduct these kinds of training workshops online or offline for the regional PR practitioners.
And I think the more we have platforms like these that recognize good work in the pockets across India, the better it is for all of us as an industry. The good part is that the entire PR industry is shifting towards an integrated comms. I would say that's what we are working towards. We've not got there as yet. And within the integrated comms space, you certainly have space for events. You certainly have space for working a lot more closely with the regional markets on the traditional side, or whether it's, you know, through your influencers, your local influencers. So all in all, I'm very positive about what's happening.
We need to progress in a culture of self-development for sure. Two parts, I would say. One, yes, we need to upskill our regional partners, right? Second, we need to reskill ourselves sitting in fancy offices in metros in terms of behavioral change. That how do we partner, communicate and engage with our family who's sitting in different cities? Once we do that, I think so it will be a sort of a, you know, trickle up effect. And trickle down both in terms of that how the messaging can be integrated in a more holistic manner.
Yeah. So lots of valuable insights to reflect on. Thank you, everyone.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrigashara, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrigashara@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.